the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the CIA, and other agencies who say, you know, we only submit to oversight by the House and Senate Intelligence Committee. We cooperate with them, but we're not going to cooperate with you. And so GAO has largely been shut out of anything that touches on intelligence oversight.
And in fact, the Obama White House is even threatening to veto a Intel bill if it includes a provision that GAO have access to do audits of Intel programs.
That's exactly right. Members of Congress, Congresswoman Anna Eshoo in the House and Senator Akaka in the Senate in particular, have been trying to change this state of affairs and to explicitly authorize GAO to conduct audits if the intelligence committees request them. And the Obama White House has said, we don't accept that. We may veto the bill if it's in there. And that's kind of a disappointment, and I think it's the wrong move. My own hope is that Congress will persist and give GAO a role in intelligence oversight.
And a little bit, you know, given the talk about openness and transparency and accountability, a little bit unusual seems.
It's not necessarily what one would have predicted. On the other hand, you know, nobody goes out looking for additional oversight. You know, we don't call up the IRS and say, well, I just filed my tax return. Would you like to audit it? And so it's not surprising that there would be resistance from the agencies to more oversight. But the fact of the matter is that the intelligence budget has practically doubled in the last 10 years, while oversight capacity has hardly grown at all, if at all.
And so
there's a real deficit in oversight, and GAO, which has security cleared auditors and inspectors, could help to fill that deficit.
And been a real concern that lawmakers just don't have the time and stick to it. Sort of, they don't follow through on a lot of their and they don't do. That's not really what they're there to do.
That's true. I mean, the staff on the intelligence committees, many of them are superb and extremely well qualified. But there's a small number of them. You know, if you divided up the intelligence budget by the number of staffers, you'd come up with about $1 billion worth of oversight per staff person. And, you know, that's not a realistic burden to impose on even the most qualified congressional staff person.
And so the question really isn't, is this stuff going to leak out? If GAO does these kinds of audits, is it going to get out there in some form or fashion? What's the argument for not doing these, not having this additional review?
Well, first of all, that's emphatically correct. Nobody suggests that that GAO poses any kind of security threat. They do oversight of classified Pentagon programs all the time. There has never been a compromise of classified information through the GAO. So that's not an issue. I think the there are two issues as far as I can figure it out. One issue is that the agencies, as I said, simply do not want more oversight. And that's an understandable reaction. They don't want to talk to more people about their work. The other issue, and this is a concern that seems to be shared by the Congressional Intelligence Committees themselves, is that they have a very sort of confidential and private relationship with intelligence community officials. And there's some concern that if outsiders are brought in, outsiders such as GAO, that might somehow destabilize the relationship that the committees have with the intelligence agencies and the intelligence officials. And I mean, I think, again, that's sort of understandable, but I don't think it's a serious concern, because the way that the pending legislation is written, GAO would not be able to initiate investigations by itself. It would only be able to act at the initiative of the congressional committees themselves. So there's no real concern about a loose cannon here or anything like that. It's just a question of, should Congress be able to make use of all the oversight tools that it has at its disposal or not? And I think the answer is clearly yes, it should. And GAO is one of the best tools it has.
And this is really turning into be one of these battles between both sides of Pennsylvania Avenue. Even Nancy Pelosi has said, the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said, that she wants GAO to have this oversight role.
That's correct. I mean, it's turning into a bit of a mini-series and a melodrama.
Yeah.
The Senate Intelligence Committee had been prepared to say, okay, we're not going to fight over that. We will give up GAO if you give us something else. But then Speaker Pelosi stepped in and said, no, I don't want you to give up GAO involvement. And at the moment, there's a bit of a stalemate. I'm not quite sure how it's going to turn out.
Yeah, and it's one of these Washington stories where we know, you know, a lot of times in this town we know the end, and just we're waiting for it to happen. This one, not really clear yet.
But a lot is at stake. I mean, the quality of intelligence oversight is as important as the quality of intelligence itself. We want our intelligence agencies to be working effectively, lawfully, and oversight is part of the way that we ensure that that happens.